Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And today we are doing a challenge episode again. And Sochal, do you remember what our last challenge was?
Yes, it was to quit sugar, added sugars for a week.
Right. And that also means artificial sweeteners as well, because I'm pretty good about like not eating sugar. But when it comes to artificial sweeteners, I'm like... off the charts. It's terrible.
Right.
Yeah.
So we did fail miserably. I mean, I'm guessing you also failed. I definitely failed miserably. I want to say I didn't even really try. I mean, It's not like I didn't try at all, but it kind of hit me at a bad week because I visited Mexico.
Right.
And I actually eat less added sugars when I'm in Mexico naturally anyway. But
although they use like real cane sugar, right? In a lot of stuff there.
Like... Okay, so they used to, and that was actually like better, but then the last president, not Claudia Sheinbaum, but the one before Manuel López Obrador, he banned he taxed companies for putting sugar in drinks. So then they went to artificial sweeteners. So when Mexico exports Coca-Cola and other sodas with cane sugar, but in Mexico itself, they only sell soda with a mix of sugar and like fake sweeteners.
Oh, like xylitol or aspartame, I think, or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And real sugar. So it's a mix. So you can drink like a big Coca-Cola for half the calories, and the taste is not that different really. Like it doesn't taste like a diet soda full on.
Yeah. Okay.
But it just, I don't know, it kind of sucks. I miss the cane sugar days.
Yeah, my friend told me it's amazing. It's like a, you know, compared to high fructose corn syrup, which is what we put in Coke in America. And then you go to Mexico and you drink a Coke and you're like, this is an entirely different experience. Like
it's so good. It's very, it's like sweet. It's more sweet and it's just, it's really delicious. It just gives it like a totally different flavor. And actually I think that it was kind of a positive thing. Well, we'll have to talk about this on another episode because I can draw on forever.
But
just quickly, like it supported local sugarcane production, which is something that small farmers actually like live off of. And so I think that was actually beneficial, but because of the obesity rates in Mexico, that's why the last president decided to tax real sugars in every product. And so now all the Coke sold in Mexico and all the other sodas sold in Mexico have a blend of sugar and fake sugars like sucralose or xylitol or whatever. And so the flavor is a lot worse.
Okay. That was an interesting diversion. We'll have to dig in deeper to that.
We might have to go in there sometime if our listeners are interested. But anyway, I did fail the no sugar added. I think one of the big things for me is that I absolutely love drinking my calories. And in Mexico, one thing that we drink a lot is aguas frescas, which are just, it's just like juice with, it's like the fresh fruit blended with water, and sometimes they do put cane sugar in it or sometimes they don't, but usually it does have some added sugars, like it has some cane sugar or something in it. So I think that's an issue for me. It's like I really love drinking my calories, and like that's actually healthier, but like in the US I'm always drinking soda basically.
Yeah, drinking calories is problematic because they add up so quickly, and it doesn't feel like you did anything. You know what I mean? Like if I eat 500 calories, I feel like, well, okay, I ate 500 calories. But if I drink 500 calories, I'd be like, ah, that was 75 calories, you know? And
Like you don't think of it.
it's
It's
a
bad. With
yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say like the people that walk around with those big gulps, you know, of soda, you know, like.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another. And don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation. But then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof, massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
2 liters of Mountain Dew or something like that.
Yeah, I realized our listeners might not know what big gulps are. There's 64 fluid ounces of soda, and you can like buy them at a gas station, and it's cheap.
Yeah.
It's like $1 and some cents, and it's just like a big cup that contains 64 fluid ounces of soda.
Yeah.
And so yeah, that's obviously a lot of calories.
That's more than a liter, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And for our listeners out there, like if you were to buy like a liter of water, it's probably more expensive than a liter of
Yes.
soda. That's how backwards it's gotten, you know?
Yeah, it is really bad. And for me, I only drink one soda a day, but I just think it's too much because it adds up. Like over a course of a week, I drank 7 sodas in a week. Like that just seems kind of excessive. I drank at least 5 sodas in a week because some days I don't drink soda, but I drink probably at least 5 a week. And so to me, it's excessive because growing up, I probably only had like soda on very special occasions, like maybe once every like 6 months, honestly.
Yeah, same. My mom wouldn't give us soda. It was drink water if you're thirsty. I think that's why I'm as an adult, I'm like, yay, I can do whatever I want, you know? But
I agree. I
yeah.
agree. It's like you don't learn how to control yourself around this like forbidden substance, and then you just
yes.
become like, it's very addictive.
I know. The
Yeah,
bubbles.
so
Yeah.
yes. And you know, they made like my cousin's husband now what like talked about he also like really liked soda and he's trying to quit drinking soda, and like apparently there's like a medication for you to stop like your addiction to soda.
Wow. Okay.
In the US, which is crazy that they make a medicine for that nowadays, but there's a pill for everything in the US basically.
it's just a salt pill you put in the soda and it just makes it salty and you don't want to drink
That
it.
would be better, yeah, and then you don't want to drink it. That actually kind of sounds good though.
Yeah, that's just
Anyway.
turns into Gatorade or something. Yeah.
Yeah, fizzy Gatorade. So yeah, so I guess for we're gonna narrow it down this week and make sure that we don't drink soda, including diet soda this week, right, Jack?
Yeah. I'm off the because I only drink diet soda, but it's not even a brag. You know what I mean? Like I should just drink regular soda. It's probably healthier than all the chemicals that I'm, you know, consuming, which are, you know, who knows what those chemicals are, to be honest. Yeah, so I'm gonna abstain for 1 week from drinking any soda. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's do it. I think it'll be good. And if we add on our other blocks, what was it? 5 minutes of morning meditation.
A healthy breakfast.
5 minutes of exercise, right?
Yeah, 5 minutes of exercise, 5 minutes of meditation. Yeah.
Did we have another one? I'm sure we had another one in there, but
There was something about a healthy breakfast, you know, like
A balanced breakfast. So eating a balanced breakfast, 5 minutes of meditation, and 5 minutes of exercise a day, and then no soda this week.
Yes.
So we'll see how we do. I'm excited.
Yeah, absolutely. I am too. I think I can do this. I can do this. Yeah. Just drink water.
We'll be like, we have to do it just this week. It's only a week. We can drink soda any other week. We just got to do it this week,
I'm
you
buying
know?
this. I'm actually going to buy a soda machine the day after the challenge is over. So,
Yeah. All right. Well, listeners, if you guys are interested in following along on the health challenge with us, make sure to join the WeChat group or our make sure to send us an email at azenglishpodcast@gmail.com. Leave a comment down below at azenglishpodcast.com. And yeah, we will see you guys later. Bye bye.
Bye bye.